You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, radio family, and welcome back. It is good to return with another weekend edition of Community Focus. It is that time, and thank you for listening here on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. And beginning the program with two ladies who I always look forward to getting together with to talk about, and just looking at the calendar, we're right back in the same spot from this time last year as we are about to get underway. And so glad to have family back here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Takiya Austin and Tina Carson Wilkins. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So this can only mean one thing: Accessible Festival 2019.
Yeah.
My goodness, we are back to talk about it. What is it all about this year that really can get us excited about attending the event again, or for those who may be first timers?
Well, again, it's about trying to provide resources and information for people with disabilities and their families to live the very best life possible.
Absolutely.
That's always been our goal.
Right.
But this year we have a theme of luau. And so we're going to get together with a big old family party.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. I like luau's. I've never personally been to one, but here will be an opportunity, radio family. If that's the case for you, definitely come out and support an event. Where it will be held this year, usual location, I take
it. At the Education Building at the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
On July 12th.
Wow.
Right smack dab in the middle of a good hot Friday.
Yes.
From 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Absolutely. And Tina, it's funny you should mention that. We were talking a little bit about the weather before we got on air, and the fact that I think we've already had some summer-like temperatures in the 90s.
Absolutely.
And with summer just around the corner, we're going to be, like you said, smack dab in the middle of it. But that's typical for North Carolina. Yeah. We just get some nice warm weather. But the cool thing, pun intended, is that the Accessible Festival is inside, where it's nice and cool. And air-conditioned. So if you really, radio family, want to break from the heat, this is the ideal place to be. And you really answered my next question, the theme for this year. Now, how did the concept of doing a luau this year come about?
Well, I was sitting at my computer thinking about, well, what haven't we done?
Yeah.
What would we like to do that, you know, promotes love and family and happiness?
Yes.
And so luau just popped in my head.
Wow.
And so in talking with Takiya, who's always very important to this process.
Absolutely.
She said, well, why not?
Yeah.
So we just figured we'd do a luau this year.
Absolutely. Don't you just love it when you have coworkers who are just so agreeable?
I couldn't do anything.
So, of course, Ms. Takiya, I want to get a little feedback on you in coming up with that idea as far as having a luau, because that just sounds so cool.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about wearing a grass skirt.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think folks will really enjoy it. And, you know, just the idea of coming in with, you know, being able to dress up and wear.
Absolutely, right.
Yeah, and I think it'll just come together really well.
And I think it is the perfect time. We have this every July, and as we just mentioned with the weather being the typical summertime, mm-hmm. I think a luau is absolutely perfect.
It's perfect.
It really is. Mm-hmm. But ladies, between the two of you, as long as you've been involved with the Accessible Festival, for those who come with their families, what has been the highlight? If you were to, let's just reverse the roles and say that you were to sit down and talk with individual families, which you have an opportunity to do mm-hmm. on a daily basis, what do many of them say they enjoy so much about having an event such as this?
I think it's mostly just being able to come together with other individuals with disabilities, just being able to have an event. I think there's just one other event that's held during the year for individuals with disabilities.
Wow.
It's the No Limits to Prom, mm-hmm. if I'm calling it correctly. But that's the only other event for individuals with disabilities that's held yearly. So just giving them an opportunity for something else for them to do.
Absolutely.
And being able to meet other people like mm-hmm. them. And then, you know, just seeing how they may live on a daily basis to just to get some ideas.
So, fantastic. That's amazing that outside of that and the Accessible Festival, I'm sure it was for you, Tina, mm-hmm. when you hear about events and the fact that it would be wonderful if there could be more mm-hmm. that could
yeah.
be done.
Yeah. And to piggyback on what Takiyah said, I think one of the greatest things for me every year when we do this is the smiles,
right? Yeah,
the thank yous,
exactly,
the hugs, because we get plenty of those.
Yeah,
but for our target audience to know that we put some thought into
exactly.
this process,
love that,
because we start early in the year,
mm-hmm.
we purposefully choose partners. Who have something to bring to the table, not so much as money,
right.
But they come with ideas and
exactly.
they come with all kinds of suggestions and even bring their clients out to enjoy as well.
And that really is a highlight because, ladies, I can't thank you enough. Every year you invite me and to have the opportunity to really see firsthand.
Yeah.
And that's why I really enjoy our conversations, because the feedback between each other and what we see firsthand
mm-hmm.
and seeing families when they come together. This is a highlight for a son
mm-hmm.
or a daughter
yeah.
or a grandchild or anyone who's living with a disability. Mm-hmm. I love what you said, Takiyah. This is a great way to be around like-minded
mm-hmm.
Individuals. But even more importantly, I think for us as a community, to have a better understanding.
Sure.
And to really see that people are just people.
Yeah.
You know, just because an individual has a disability, it doesn't limit
exactly.
that person from
sure.
doing anything that yeah. the rest of us can do.
Yeah.
And you know what this brings to mind? I'm sure both of you are familiar, number one, with reality television, but there's one talent, a show in particular, in which, and I don't know if either one of you have seen it, I don't really know how any of us have missed it because it's really gone viral.
Yeah, I know what you're
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And I'll go ahead and mention
sure.
the show, America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And a young man, by the name of Cody Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And when I saw it, I was like, okay, let me check this out. Because every time I would either post for the station
yeah.
or I was looking at something else, this particular post
uh-huh.
would continue to come up.
Right.
And I said, okay, this must be something to watch. And then basically what people were saying as far as you're going to be blown away.
Yeah.
And then when you watch his actual audition.
Sure.
Now, here is a young man in his early 20s, about 22, 23 years of age, who is not only autistic,
mm-hmm.
but he's blind.
Yes.
But music and listening to it, courtesy of his mom when
right.
he was a child,
mm-hmm.
just does something to him
mm-hmm.
that just brings out this beautiful voice that he has. And I'm going to go ahead and give it away because I really encourage those who have not seen it
yes.
to look it up on social media.
Right.
I'm sure it's on YouTube, Facebook, all the major social media sites to go to. And so, of course, when you go out on that stage and you have those nerves, and here you got the judges, and of course, probably the most critical of them all in one Simon, wondering, okay, because, you know, he doesn't exactly mask his facial expressions.
He doesn't seem to be able to do that.
No. But then he's looking at this young man, and what was just so fascinating and encouraging was his mom was right by his side.
Sure.
And from day one, she has been nothing but an inspiration to her son, keeping him encouraged. And so, of course, you have an audience that's sitting here like, okay, what's this young man is going to do? But they have a piano on the stage. Mm-hmm. He sits down. He starts playing the keys. And then all of a sudden, he opens his mouth. And to hear this beautiful voice, if I remember correctly, now I remember the rendition from Donny Hathaway. Mm-hmm. And the song, of course, is called A Song for You.
Right.
And you really can't help but be blown away.
I know.
When you see something like that.
The transformation.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I think shocks a lot of people. And that's one of the reasons that Accessible Festival is so very important.
Exactly.
It's because initially, it was, you know, of course, it's about inclusion and tolerance.
Right.
But for people to really gain an understanding that just because he or she may be labeled as a person with autism or someone who may be visually impaired or may have a physical disability, that does not mean that they don't have some talent or something within them that they can contribute to the world.
That's
and
so true.
As far as parents are concerned, we have a lot of parents who bring their children, or whether they are small or even adult children, they accompany them to the it's a family event.
It is.
And
it
so
is.
We found that one of the most supportive people in the corners of persons with disabilities would be their parents.
Absolutely.
And so, you know.
And the best support system to have.
Right, exactly.
And even though the one thing about this particular young man, one, I'm really happy that it shined a national spotlight of sorts, if you will, with persons with developmental disabilities. But even more so, the spotlight is constantly shown when you can come to an event such as the Accessible Festival.
Right.
So to really see it on a local level and to see talented individuals who are very much like a Cody.
Yeah.
But are right here in our own backyard.
Exactly.
That's the beautiful thing about it. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, as always, love the company. And these first few minutes just fly by. But you know, the nice thing is we have a part two to our public affairs program. So we're going to chat some more about the Accessible Festival. I can't believe what year that this is about to go into.
Number 15.
And so keep this question in mind. Why do people keep coming back? So we're going to have that conversation and an answer to that question as the weekend edition of Community Focus continues. Takiya Austin, Tina Carson Wilkins, and me, Renee Vaughn, along with you, Radio Family, your great company as always, and more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It's more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, your great company, Radio Family, and of course, the company of members of our Community Focus family as we do return, welcoming those of you just joining us. And for those of you who have been with us since the beginning of our public affairs program, thank you for the great company. I, Renee Vaughn, enjoy the company as always when these ladies visit me here in the studio. We're talking about Accessible Festival 2019, Tina Carson Wilkins and Takiya Austin. Now, ladies, before the break, we were mentioning 15 years going strong. Now, why do people keep coming back? What is it about the Accessible Festival that makes it the awesome event that it is in the community?
Well, hey, number one, it's the smiling faces of all of the Winston-Salem Transit Authority staff that they get to see when they walk in the door.
Right, right.
I mean, everybody knows Takiya Austin.
Yes.
Everybody.
That's right. She's a star.
Yeah, she is. But I think it's because of, you know.
God, don't give me that eye roll. Come on. We love you.
It's the free swag. It's the free snacks. It's the DJ. It's the dancing.
Right.
It's the lip sync contest that we have. They just have a blast.
A blast, yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. I love the fact that, speaking of, Tina, and you mentioned a beautiful word in inclusion,
sure,
that it includes members of the community.
Yes.
Whether you have someone who has a disability or not,
everybody
is welcome to come. That's right.
You know, get in there and do some arts and crafts.
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely. Now, let me back up a little bit, because you were talking about the wonderful staff with WISTA, the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. How is Donna, the general manager, doing?
She's doing great.
Good. I bet you she's shocked if she's listening to us right now, like, because it's been a while since we've had her on the program.
She's working hard to make sure that WISTA is the absolute best at what we do.
Absolutely.
You know, she's jumped in there and just rolled up those sleeves and gotten to work.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she's doing
now,
great.
Will this be her first opportunity?
First ever.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Definitely not the last. That's for sure. Please send her my hellos and tell her I'll be looking for her to come back to do like her 6 month checkup to see how things are coming along with WISTA. Now, let's shift gears a little bit. Who are some of your great co-sponsors this year?
Some of our co-sponsors are the Enrichment Center, Monarch,
Trellis.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they show support every year.
Wonderful.
Also, we always have in the form of, and I'll say, Mr. Cedric Gill, who has his own company that he operates. He's always a part of this process as well. We couldn't do this without the people who help us tremendously.
Beata Habilitation is also one of
excellent.
Our sponsors.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So you really have members within the community, within the business community in particular, who have been such a wonderful addition in helping you and really seeing the benefits of what the Accessible Festival brings, not just to other area businesses, but particularly to members of the community. Yes. Now, what are some of your exhibitors for the festival this year? Let's talk about that.
Well, we're bringing back Triad Love on a Leash. So for those of you who were there last year, it was the organization that had the dogs. So
yes.
The therapy dogs. So, you know, of course, they provide that assistance for people with anxiety conditions.
Yes.
Things of that nature to help them feel a little more comfortable and calm.
That's fantastic.
We're also inviting Triad First and Families, which is a chapter under First and Families of North Carolina.
Right. How's Phil?
Phil is great.
Good,
Phil is
good.
Great. Yes. We also have
Piedmont Authority for Regional Transportation is going to be there.
Nice.
Art will be there.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Of course, Beata Habilitation, the Enrichment Center, Monarch will also be there.
Right. Goodwill Industries of Northwest North Carolina will be there.
So again, a lot of businesses that are offering their wonderful support.
More people than we've had
since its inception, basically.
Wow.
Well, and then when you think about 15 years. For some of us may not seem like a long time, like it's just yesterday. But if I do the math correctly, that's 2004 when you first started.
Yeah. We started at the Winston-Salem Fairground, outdoors, with a hot
air balloon. Mm-hmm.
And I think if I may mention that Hardee's sponsored the breakfasts that we had.
Yeah.
We went out and got dinner for everybody at the catering department for Walmart.
Right.
And we had 254 people that first
year. Wow, that first year.
Yeah.
And then we fast forward to 2019. Now, how many were in attendance, if that's a fair question to ask? Can you just kind of give me a guesstimate?
Between 500 to 600.
Between 500
last year. So every year it just grows and grows. I'm glad you mentioned that, because you shared a moment in history with the Accessible Festival. What stands out to Kia in your mind in all the years that you've been able to participate? What has been some of the personal highlights for you?
For me, just seeing all the smiling faces. I enjoy working with people with disabilities. That's what I have my degree in. And
right.
So just given that opportunity to work with them and them being able to mingle with other individuals like them and just coming together with the smiling faces and everything. I think that that's a huge impact for me.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. So I love being around them.
And I can tell that you love what you do on a regular basis, because Takiya, I really appreciate having a perspective from where you stand, literally, as far as what you do, and having the chance on a daily basis mm-hmm. to work or just to be around individuals mm-hmm. that despite their disabilities, awesome. They still are champions and mm-hmm. good at mm-hmm. and wonderful at what they do. Mm-hmm. And just the love, I'm sure, that you receive from persons mm-hmm. on a daily basis, and how excited they must be when this time of year rolls around.
They've been calling for months. When are you guys doing the festival?
But you got to love that, though, because the support is just truly amazing between, again, area businesses and the community. Now, we touched on this again, but for those who may just be joining us, and especially, and I always like to emphasize the newbies of this event, and perhaps new to this public affairs show, the general public, love the fact that you invite us every year. So without question, the general public is invited to mm-hmm, attend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the feedback for persons who may have come for the first time? They've heard about it on a show like Community Focus. Do you have a chance to hear from those individuals? Do they come to you personally and share what they enjoy most about the festival?
Listen, it's a young man that I used to attend church with many years ago.
Yeah.
And he just came in. I don't know what made him show up one day, but
wow.
he came in. I think he said he saw it on Facebook or something.
Okay, yeah.
He came in and he said, "You guys have been doing this all these years?"
Right,
and I'm
right.
like, "Well, yeah." And he was just blown away by it and was extremely grateful that a company such as ours,
right,
an agency such as ours, and the city of Winston-Salem
mm-hmm.
Would care enough
right.
about members of our community
absolutely.
To sponsor an event such as Accessible Festival.
Right.
And, you know, really put some thought into it to try to get some people to relax, chill out, and have a good time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So for those of you, Radio Family, if this will be your first time attending, or your 15th, because you probably have some who have been there from day one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that they have been able to share some fantastic memories with you as well, because mm-hmm. you probably have those who came with their children who were little ones,
mm-hmm.
and then over the years they become preteens, or they're in their early 20s or 30s, or whatever the case may be. And it's almost like growing up with family.
Yeah.
Because this is what it is. It reminds me so much that every time we get together, even if we have our own family reunions, mm-hmm. we think about the good times
mm-hmm.
that we have as family, because we know there's going to be activities that keep us busy, that keep us interacting with each other. I know the one thing that I really find fascinating is when I walk through the doors, it's just the chatter.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing more beautiful than to hear noise, so to speak. But that's good noise.
Good noise. Yeah.
Because the various conversations mm-hmm. that are going on mm-hmm. between those who are in attendance, mm-hmm. whether it's members of WISTA who were there with the staff and just with the community as a whole, and just the interchange of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people standing in line to get their pictures done at the photo booth, or standing in line to get free popcorn,
mm-hmm.
going up to talk about which song that they want to sing
exactly.
and with for the
right.
lip sync contest. Oh, wow.
Or the dance contest.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's so much fun. And you do, you have great entertainment year after year. Mm-hmm. And to watch, whether you're young or young at heart, dance your hearts out on the floor. Now, to repeat, let's go back over some of the kinds of activities, if I, Renee, can get it out, that are going to take place or that you're going to offer.
Well, we're going to have a lip sync contest. So for those of you who'd like to participate in that, they can register when they get there. Also, a dance battle. We'll have arts and crafts, so sand art, being able to make lays.
Since the theme is the luau, right.
So they'll be able to make their own lays.
Oh, cool.
Of course, we'll have the photo booth as usual.
Absolutely.
Being able to take photos with straw hats and things of that nature.
So. You know what I love about this particular theme, and I love all the themes that you have every year, but with the focus for 2019 being the luau, I would say for those who may not have a chance to go to Hawaii or to the Big Island, we're bringing it to you this year. So that will be great, because that for some reason when you said with the artwork and the sand, that's what it made me think about. And you know, when you're on a beach or you're vacationing somewhere and you stick your toes into that warm sand and you look at that beautiful ocean. And I'm sure with some of the backdrops that will be there, it's a great way to just use your imagination.
Well, you know what? All of our exhibitors have activities.
Yeah.
And that's a requirement of them participating.
Oh, beautiful.
And so when someone walks up to the table, instead of them being, you know, given a bunch of papers
to
read or whatever, they're given an opportunity to engage through activities. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have some delicious funnel cake that Tony's Italian Ice, and we're going to have Italian Ice. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we just do all kinds of things to try to make sure that it's something to do the entire time.
Exactly. That will keep you busy from start to finish. Yeah, and that's what you love about it. Mm-hmm. Now, another great thing that's usually associated with the Accessible Festival, and asking the question again, are there any volunteers needed again this year?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
We're always
that goes without question, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Just reach out to us at 336-748-3964. Ask for Takiya. We're definitely looking for volunteers for this.
Fantastic. And Radio Family, again, if you're new to whether it's our public affairs program here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, or you've actually have had the opportunity to learn a little bit more about Accessible Festival, Tina, you mentioned this earlier, definitely check them out on Facebook.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do have a wonderful page, and whoever your webmaster is does a phenomenal job. So every year, of course, it's updated. But it's also a great opportunity to look at past events, you know, through the pictures and the memories and the posts that everybody gets to share who has an opportunity to get there. So Radio Family, that's another great way to do it as well. It is, speaking of, the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. Thank you, Radio Family, for your great company. And, of course, that includes the company of members of our Community Focus family. These ladies are definitely family with me, Renee Vaughn, and Takiya Austin, and Tina Carson Wilkins. Now, ladies, what do you suggest? We talked about agencies that have been with you, whether for the jumpstart, or this may be their first year, or maybe they've been on board for a couple of years. For agencies interested in participating, what should they do to be involved with the festival this year?
Well, they can reach out, again, contacting myself at 336-748-3964, and just letting us know that they're interested in participating with us.
Okay, fantastic. Tina, anything you'd like to add to that?
No, as long as, and we try to have nonprofit organizations
join us
to do that.
Yes.
So if it's a nonprofit, just be prepared to have some type of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's really important. Mm-hmm.
Now, a question I probably have asked before that I hope bears repeating. How do you guys sit down as far as whether you're in the office or if you contact each other through emails or texts? How does the concepts of having, because that probably can be a challenge, but in a fun way, coming up with different themes every year that really is different from the year prior or the year prior from that?
Well, we literally take a moment with Takiya Alston, Ciata Williams, Eric Lowry, and I will have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We sit down and we just throw out some concepts, some themes, and some ideas.
Right.
And we run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. And
there you go. Pretty much in a nutshell.
That's it.
Now, that's interesting you mentioned that. Have you ever have encouraged or ever thought about perhaps input from the community, especially for those who are in attendance every year?
What we do, we normally ask our exhibitors what they would like to see us do.
Right.
Or we'll ask some of the folks who've been coming for a long time.
Right.
You know, what would you like to see us do differently?
Right, right.
And believe it or not, they do share their ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really great. And I think that's really important because it shows, one, you have a community that cares, one, a community that is very supportive with the Accessible Festival, because it is ideas that are coming from us, basically. And it's really a joy when you can see those ideas come to fruition.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with the themes that you've had, now I know this is really going to be an unfair question. What's your favorite theme in the last 15 years? Do you have one? Or you can have more than one. You're more than welcome to that. But what's been the highlight for each one of you?
Well, as for me, I think my most favorite one is the one we do each year.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. I
so
like
that. That's my favorite.
And I'm sticking to it. Yeah. And for you, Takiya?
I think mine that I can recall is Everybody's a Star.
Everybody is a Star.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had the red carpet and the stars on the floor and everything. I just love that idea.
Yeah.
Everyone was... You know, everyone that came in, they knew that they were a star.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
So I love that.
That's really cool. And I'm sure, too, with different themes, like we said, with the luau, having that. And I remember that year when you did the red carpet, people were like really dressing like they were semi-celebrities and having the idea of, you know, like with paparazzi that you see in real life.
Yeah.
Have them have their pictures taken and as they're walking down that red carpet. Mm-hmm. And truly, folks just feeling special.
That's the thing.
And that's really, Radio Family, the best, one of the best ways to describe the Accessible Festival is that it's special. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to put both of you on the spot. If you could be salespersons, here is your opportunity to convince someone who's listening right now who has never come. What would be your best sales pitch? And Tina's already pointing to you, Takiya, to go first.
She can go first.
Oh, my God. I'm not a salesperson.
But you will be today. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if I were talking to somebody for the first time and trying to encourage them to join us, I would ask them, you know, what place do you know where you can meet new people? You can build your network.
Exactly.
You can come and just, you know, gorge out on all kinds of free snacks.
Right.
You can make your own souvenir to take home with you at the arts and crafts. You can take a picture in the photo booth and have something to remind you of your time with us as well and still have a blast while doing it, listening to the True Masters DJs, and possibly get to meet Renee Vaughn.
Ah.
Oh my gosh.
That's not a
Why
bad
wouldn't they want to come?
Would jump at the opportunity
Why not?
Even Renee Vaughn herself. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Tina. That was wonderful. Yeah. That was one of, so we'll let that be part of your answer there, Takiya. I'll put you off the hook this time.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. But I think that is an excellent way to describe it. And what I like about that, Tina, is you're right. When you have those memories, they're lasting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it gives you a reminder of how much fun you can look forward to having year after year. Yeah. And not just coming yourself, but bringing others with you, giving them the opportunity. Because it's one thing, word of mouth is a great thing.
Yes, it is.
But seeing for yourself firsthand is just as equally better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so and we do have some large groups who join us at
great.
We have to have them like maybe call ahead.
Yeah, which would be a good
idea. You know, let us know that they're coming.
Right, that they're coming. Exactly.
But, I mean, you know, and I'll go on and put it out there. Rarely do I ever say that we provide lunch. But they can come and just sit down and enjoy time with each other.
Exactly. And the company is just absolutely amazing. The beautiful thing, too, about it is you have it in a facility in the education building on the fairgrounds. And that's a pretty spacious area.
It is.
It really is. And so, again, folks, when we emphasize the date, again,
July 12th.
July 12th. Mm-hmm. I thought so, but I just wanted to make sure it comes from someone who knows the actual date. And again, we were talking about it's going to be in the throes of summer. But again, Radio Family, inside, air conditioned, cool. You're going to be at a luau. And just think, to take those few minutes of your time to come, and even if you're just there for a few minutes, mm-hmm. yeah. just to see firsthand
right.
what you exactly and what you can look forward yeah, exactly, to. Yeah. And even more so if you come and stay the entire time.
Day. Oh, that would yes. be fantastic. We'd that love to be. Have them stay all day with us.
Yes, absolutely. So that when everything is over, you can go back and share with family and friends who yes. weren't able to make it yes. what they really and truly missed out on. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, ladies, boy, time just flies when we're having fun. Anything that I did not talk about that you want to mention, or any closing thoughts or comments, anything that you want to add that we may have talked about throughout the show?
Well, no, just that Accessible Festival is a time that the folks in Winston-Salem and surrounding areas, you can come from as far away as you so choose.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Has anyone offhand that you can recall shared with you as far as distance?
Yeah.
They say, I've come from wherever the place is.
Yeah.
So many come. Wow, yeah, nice. And,
Stokes County. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
Like, they come from far and wide. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
So just come on, pack up the car.
That's right.
Pack
That's
up
right.
the kids and yeah. come on down.
Absolutely, yeah. because, of course, kids are already out of school now.
Yes.
So this would be a great way to incorporate with summer vacation plans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a wonderful way to do it. Repeat the number again, Takiyah, especially for those who would like to volunteer.
The number is 336-748-3964.
Absolutely. And, of course, Radio Family, again, just look for Accessible, A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-L-E. That's like trying to spell Mississippi. Accessible Festival. Mm-hmm. Put it in the search engine on Facebook, okay. and you will be taken directly to the page. And visit that. Like the page, right. too, yes. as well. Yes. And just like the fact that when July 12th rolls around, it's going to be another wonderful day to get together as community
yes. mm-hmm.
and as family.
Exactly.
Well, ladies, you are definitely that. Love you both. Thank you for what you do in our communities yeah. with the Accessible Festival. Also, with the Winston-Salem Transit Authority, you have an amazing staff. Tell Ciara as well. Yes, that's my girl right there. And just love having the opportunity to see you guys. So I'm looking forward to it again as well. Thank you, Takiyah and Tina. You're both welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. As always, you two are doing amazing things in our community. Please keep up the great work. And until that next time, you know me, ladies, no goodbyes. Just until next time. And indeed, until that next time, here we wrap up another weekend edition of Community Focus. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Everybody take care.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. so MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.